At a national convention of fertility specialists, hundreds of glossy, elaborate display booths fill the huge exhibit hall. It's essentially a trade show for making babies. Everywhere are machines, drugs and instruments, new ways to draw eggs out of a woman's ovaries, new techniques for in vitro fertilization, or IVF, fertilizing a woman's eggs outside her body. A projector even shows pictures of women who will donate eggs to infertile couples for a fee.
We do traditional surrogacy through our program. You could do IVF surrogacy using your own egg, or you could do IVFED using a donor egg into a gestational surrogate.
The U.S. infertility business is booming. While infertility rates have stayed about the same for decades, at about 1 in 10 couples, more people are seeking treatment. New technology gives hope to couples whose condition would have been untreatable a few years ago. And they'll pay for that hope. The infertility market is estimated at $2 billion a year. In Los Angeles, Michelle and Drew Paris sit beside a small fountain in Pacific Fertility Center's elegant pink lobby. The Parises live in Las Vegas, but they decided to travel to California for treatment. Their insurance doesn't cover IVF. Insurance rarely does. So in addition to the travel costs, they'll spend more than $13,000 on doctor's fees, plus thousands more for drugs to stimulate Michelle's ovaries to produce extra eggs.
We have this joke going between us that this is our child's college tuition that we're spending right now. Unfortunately, I don't think that we have a choice. We both feel strongly about having our own biological child, and if there's a way to do it within our means, then we will.
This is your left ovary. Can you see how beautiful that looks? I mean, 12 follicles on one side. Can you see them?
Mm-hmm.
Drew holds Michelle's hand in the exam room while Dr. Jeffrey Scher uses ultrasound to look at her ovaries. Scher works rapidly, like a man who's done this 1,000 times, which he is. Born in South Africa, Scher studied in England under the doctor who pioneered IVF. Scher saw a market before most other doctors did and opened a clinic in the U.S. in 1982, a year after the first American IVF baby was born. The clinic is now a chain, one of the largest fertility programs in the country. If you struggle with infertility and need IVF, attend a free seminar to find out how you can finally have a baby. Pacific Fertility Center sponsors free seminars to help you go from infertility to family. Meet IVF pioneers. Advertising in medicine still makes some doctors uncomfortable, but Scher runs radio and newspaper ads and even promises qualifying patients that they'll have a baby or get their money back.
I hold that advertising in medicine, provided it's well intended, provided it's honest, is a very valuable tool whereby we can bring information to people.
Call toll-free for reservations.
Scher even makes what some doctors see as marketing raids into other states. He travels around the country speaking to groups of prospective patients. More than 200 attended a recent talk in Houston. Each couple got a packet of information and a video showing happy parents of children conceived at Pacific Fertility Centers.
Patients who look at the options that we often present to them and tell them at these seminars view it as valuable information that they can process to make their own decisions, informed decisions, while doctors see it as a threat to their business. Then they argue that they're not in business.
This kind of competition is becoming more common as the number of infertility programs continues to rise to an estimated 330 in the U.S. today. One Houston doctor puts his offer on a billboard. Your vasectomy reversal will be successful or you get your money back. If there's a focus for critics who say infertility marketing is getting out of hand, it's the money-back guarantee. Such offers are all but unheard of in other areas of medicine. The American Medical Association says they are unethical. It says doctors should be paid for what they do, not how it comes out. But an estimated 18% of infertility programs now offer some or all of a patient's money back if she doesn't get pregnant.
They said, hey, we're going to guarantee that we're going to have some results, and how can you pass that up?
When Drew Paris and his wife Michelle heard about the money-back plan at Pacific Fertility, they asked their doctor in Las Vegas if he would match the offer. He said no.
I never felt confident in my doctor there. I don't know what they could have done. They could have just taken our money and then said it didn't work.
In any industry, if your pay is directly reflected on how well you perform, okay, You're going to do a better job. That is all there is to it.
Critics of money-back plans worry that doctors will do a worse job, taking undue risks with patients if they have too much incentive to ensure a pregnancy. For instance, if a doctor puts more embryos in a woman's uterus, she may be more likely to get pregnant, but she's also more likely to have twins, triplets, or more. A multiple pregnancy leaves a couple with the painful choice of whether to have some embryos removed to give the others a better chance at a healthy life. University of Minnesota medical ethicist Susan Wolf says giving doctors a financial incentive invites problems.
You're dealing with a pretty vulnerable and eager patient population, people who really, really want a kid and who are willing to undertake very substantial risks and just plow forward if there's any hope. And there's a tremendous potential for physicians to wittingly or unwittingly prey upon that.
But some doctors and patients think that view of infertile people is patronizing. Bioethicist Ruth Macklin of the Albert Einstein College of Medicine says money-back programs can be ethical.
I agree entirely that if people know what they're getting in for and it's all clear, it's upfront, it's clearly explained, then the informed consent should probably cover it.
The infertility patient group Resolve does not oppose money-back deals, but it does caution patients to be sure they've read the fine print. The fee paid for a money-back deal usually doesn't cover tests or drugs. Some programs will only give partial refunds, and a patient who signs up for a refund plan is not guaranteed a baby.
It does not say that we guarantee a baby, because we can't. Only God guarantees if you're going to have a baby.
Dr. Jeffrey Scher.
What it does say is that we're willing to stand behind our claims of success in a real meaningful way. What we're saying is that we're either very, very stupid or very, very confident. We can't be both.
Scher says his clinic is betting it can get a woman pregnant. In the refund program, a woman under 35 pays $13,400. For that, she gets 3 tries at in vitro fertilization. If she paid for each attempt separately, she'd spend about $25,000. So if it takes her 3 tries to get pregnant, she saves a lot of money. But if she gets pregnant the first time, the clinic makes a lot of money. If she never has a baby, she gets her money back.
I've yet to find a patient who's applied for or who's heard of this plan that says it's not good for them. But I'll tell you scores of doctors that say it's not good for them, and I question whether the reason for that may not be that many doctors couldn't survive if they had to implement this plan.
Patients Michelle and Drew Paris learned in January that their first try at IVF failed. They plan to go back for their remaining 2 attempts. They say if Michelle never gets pregnant, at least they'll have money left over to pay for adoption. I'm Catherine Winter, Minnesota Public Radio.